Economic Development, right?
Time is now 5 p.m. This is a special meeting of the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee. It is 5 p.m. We are in the County Office Building, 6th floor, Karen L. Bender Library. Would you call roll, please?
Legislator Archer.
Here.
Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo. Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Waltman.
Here.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. At our last meeting, there were two resolutions regarding two individual contracts with the Department of Information Services. There were some questions that arised.
Yep.
And Mr. De Leon, welcome.
I'll move 88 for discussion.
Okay. Is there a move?
Second.
Second by Legislator Archer. Okay.
Joe?
Good evening, Chairman.
Very good. Sorry.
So Resolution 88, there was discussion or question on the additional fees for upgrading the server environment, and so that was $4,000, if the committee remembers, recall. Mm-hmm. So that was covered under amendment. That was Amendment 1 to the contract in August of 17. So that 4K is in reference to Amendment Number 1. The servers need to be upgraded to migrate to all the data from the old servers to the new servers.
Do you remember who, Hector, was that your question?
It probably was.
it was yours,
Hector. Okay.
Okay. So,
and then so...
Nice clock question.
Let's see.
That's my entry seat.
I think the other question to that was like all the fees that are associated with the New World system, the financial system.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the $36K per year for the software, and then the additional fees that cover the New World system is the hosted environment through VC3, which was the one resolution that we did discuss.
Now, but on top of that, I think I'd also ask, like, how much have we spent in total in aggregate with regards to New World? I remember I'd asked that question.
Right. So that's the $36K for software, and then it's
no. But since the beginning of New World being implemented.
Oh, total dollar.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant just per year.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to hold this up, but I'm probably still going to want that information, though. Just
okay,
FYI.
Yeah,
we'll get that. Legislator Archer.
Yeah, I just had a question. You know, we have these contracts that go on for multiple years. Has anybody ever done an analysis to determine, are we still saving money by extending it for multiple years? Because we do a lot of that with a lot of contracts, and so then we give piecemeal add-ons and amendments to that. And at the end of the day, and it kind of stood out for me when we got the presentation on the waste, and Sullivan was doing 10-year contracts, 7 to 10-year contracts, and they ended up spending more versus, you know, pricing, you know, what mm-hmm. you needed in a mm-hmm. given year or for 1 to 2 years. So I guess my question is, we have a lot of contracts that go, you know, and it's not per se this specifically, but I wanted to get it on the table for mm-hmm. An answer, what kind of analysis gets done when we have these extended contracts? Because I want to make sure we are still, it's a value. And I don't know, Ken, if you have a response to that.
I certainly can't speak to the information services contracts, Legislator Archer. I know that in kind of my world, that a lot of them are, we do RFP, we follow our purchasing policy. Sometimes we're able to lock in terms that are so beneficial that it makes sense to extend contracts for a long period of time. Other contracts that you will see in my world, like a foster care contract, for example, we're required by state law to contract with all the village providers. So that's why you'll see those extended and those specials. Okay. Very specific, though.
Yeah.
I can't speak to you.
And from an IT perspective, we do evaluate, at least inside the contract for the last 6 months, we've been evaluating where we can cut costs, where we can do things in-house, where we can move things from a on-premise environment, here, either at the sheriff's office or at the information services mm-hmm. building, where we can put that into the cloud, which, then potentially can cut down on some of the costs that we incurred here.
Right, Victoria.
So we are moving more to the cloud.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes. And then the other thing is, like for the New World system, this is a 3-year extension for the software maintenance, which also includes the hosted environment. That is not, from an IT perspective, that is not a super long time. You don't want a 5-year, 10-year contract for IT services because things change so quickly in the IT field. It doesn't make sense. You know, a new solution could come up next year, and then we're stuck for 5, 10 or 5.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
And that's how you get Lotus Notes.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Cross my hair. I thought you'd say.
Any other questions regarding resolution number 88? Hearing none. All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
You did move.
Only for discussion. I'll move it for acceptance.
Okay. Double barrel. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 89, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into in the county by Conduit Enterprises Solutions, Department of Information Services.
I'll move for discussion.
Move for discussion.
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Waltman. Okay. Lynn, was that yours?
Yep.
Hector?
He's mine.
Yours, okay. Hector. I'm still searching for the questioner.
Okay.
Hector, go ahead.
No, I mean, I recollect, this was part, wasn't this the one where I'd asked about the overall how much money we've actually spent on the financial system, or was this the question I had about the 15%?
This is the
15%. All right. Why don't you explain that, Joe?
Okay, sure. So I think there was also, when was the original contract date? The original contract date I couldn't find it last time because the ACS was the former vendor. They were purchased by Conduit. So I apologize for that, but... So the original contract was, the start date on that was January 29th of 2013. And the 15% was part of the original contract.
Well, then.
The revenue piece.
Okay, well, but while that may be like part of the original contract, I mean, like, we can't reopen that, or that's you have to accept it as is?
Those were the terms that were negotiated between, you know, say, the county clerk and the vendor.
All right.
Hector, are you satisfied?
Sure.
I'll make a motion for acceptance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Gulon. Any further discussion?
If it's okay to meet the question, Hector, the total dollar amount of what we spent on the New World system to date is what you're looking for?
Okay.
And how can I get that to the...
Just get it.
Just email. Don't worry, send it to her and she can get it to us.
She'll get it out there. Anyway. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Everyone, thank you. Mr. Daly,
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.